Welcome back, everybody. It's another episode of The Pursuit of Profits. I'm your co-host, Chris Angel, here with your hostess, Leanne Ozane-Smith. Hello, Leanne.
Hello, Chris. Happy to be here.
It is episode 11. Episode 11.
Okay.
And we're talking about revenue drivers today. Thought we'd just put this big fat teaser in there at the beginning, like, look, what drives revenue? So help me unpack this, because you've been having a lot of conversations with clients lately around like this whole thing. And so unpack what this conversation is today.
Okay, well, I'm gonna start with some of the basics. So here's what happens. A lot of business owners get to the point where they realize that they have to have help finding more profit in their business. Ding, ding, ding. That's where I come in, right?
Yep.
But what their experience has been is the only help that they find offers them a quick fix, which might be a scam of some sort, or basically a meeting with a CPA whose answer to that is, oh, you just need to cut expenses, right?
Yep.
So what we do in my practice is we actually help people create a profit plan that actually looks at their spending and looks at their habits, and also looks at where revenue is made so the business owner actually understands what drives their business.
Right.
So that's kind of the backstory of like why people are sitting in my office or sitting with me on Zoom and having a conversation, right?
So go ahead. Keep going.
So what ends up happening is I feel like with almost every new client, I go through like my first four meetings with them.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what they expect. I'm going to ask for some financial statements. I'm going to take a look at their bank accounts. I'm going to look for their habits. I'm going to do these things behind the scene and sit down and then meet with them. And what I find myself saying to people all the time as I'm helping them to understand why they have to meet every week. It's because there is an arc to the process of helping somebody understand what's going on with the finances of their business.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the things that I'm constantly saying is, listen, we are going so much further than your profit and loss. This is not what this conversation is about. If you hired me because you think that's what we're doing, you hired the wrong girl. We're going beyond that. What we're looking at is revenue, not just how much money did you make. Okay. Yeah. Like historically you're making this much, here are your averages, blah, blah, blah. We're going to look at that, but that we're not looking at that just so that I can fill in a box or an entrepreneur can fill in a box. We're looking at that because we want to know what is driving revenue, why that revenue showed up, and how to be more efficient with that. So that's the backdrop to the conversation.
Well, so here's my question to that. Don't most businesses know what's making them money? Don't they know what their revenue drivers are?
No. Sorry, am I laughing at that? That was a great question.
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, they don't know that. It's more of a throw spaghetti at the wall and see what sticks kind of thing.
So let me unpack that a little bit for myself. So you and I actually had a conversation like this week. In fact, we did. And what's interesting, because I hired you as a profit coach.
Good job. That was a great business.
It was a good decision.
About time.
I think this was like meeting four. And what was interesting for me was, you asked me a question that said something like, where have you spent money that had a return on investment? And you asked a second question that was like, you were asking me, well, where are you spending money? And I told you, and you said, well, has that actually worked? Right. And I had to think, I was like, well, let me think, like, has that actually produced a tangible ROI? Have I actually seen clients come in and revenue generated from that? And what's unnerving about that is I've spent a lot of money in my business that I can't account for a return on investment. I'm like, I don't know. Nope.
You totally froze.
Oh, okay.
We heard you say, hold on. I wonder if I'm on the wrong Wi-Fi.
Yeah, you're okay. I mean, I didn't freeze on my end. I saw you and you.
Okay.
We'll see. Well, all of you listening, well, you guys can like survey says, see if we froze or not. But
what you were saying when we lost you is what was unnerving about asking yourself that question was.
What was unnerving was I couldn't account for where those dollars went. Like I spent money. You said, did it actually work? And I was like, I don't know. That's unnerving to be like, I spent money, a lot of money, and I don't know if I can account for it.
Yep.
Which is just to your point of people don't know. We don't know often what our revenue drivers are.
Yeah, we don't. Well, and what, like, when I actually bring a profit plan to the table for people, it's always in three stages. So there's like your draft, and it looks kind of like a P&L, but it's my brain on a piece of paper to have an intelligent conversation with somebody. And what I consider drivers of revenue are not just the streams of income, like, you know, what different things are you doing in your business that bring in money? So that's kind of a easy thing for people to list out. Like in my business, I can say, oh, I have financial planning fees because I'm a financial planner and I do that. And I also have, you know, investment under management fees that I collect. So I have that stream. And then I have coaching fees and I have classes and I have, you know, I can list out five different things. Mm-hmm. Anybody that I talk to can do that. But when we really start to dive in and we say which one of those is most profitable and why, that is a different conversation altogether than where is all your money coming from.
Right.
The biggest driver of revenue that people fail to account for, and it's that aha, I think it's like my gift to them, is to help them understand that they are one of the most essential drivers of revenue. They are. You are, Chris. You are the biggest driver of revenue in your business. And what I find is that the biggest driver of revenue is the most undercompensated and the least amount of money is spent on that driver. So to your point, people will go spend money out here and, you know, constantly reinvest back in their business, thinking that that Facebook strategy or that coach or that whatever that people do to try to increase revenue, they think that's the solution. When in reality, if you take the same dollars and put them to work in what actually produces revenue for the business, one, your happiness factor as a business owner goes way through the roof. Two, your profit margins start to really, really reflect that you're investing in something profitable. And you, Chris, and our listeners are the most important drivers of revenue in their business. And they are not investing enough money into that.
So let me just, if I feel like what I'm hearing you say is that we, the business owner, the entrepreneur, mm-hmm. are the biggest revenue driver of our business.
Yes.
And that if that's the case, we should be putting more money into ourselves.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
Yourself more. Paying
yourself more.
Yes. If the budget doesn't budge, right? If there's no increase of revenue, just like, let's say 2019, and what you made or our listeners made last year is in revenue to stay is pretty flat, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
What I know to be true is that if you actually take a look at what drives revenue, which is you, and a few other things, which we'll get to, but you are the primary driver of revenue. When you take those same dollars that you're investing in other things and invest them into your paycheck, so to speak, paying right. that to yourself,
yeah.
What I see happen, it's why I love this work, it's why it's addicting to me, is I'm like, what you focus on grows. And when you start to focus on paying the entrepreneur what they're worth or the business owner what they're worth, their happiness massively increases, their peace massively increases, and they have a different kind of energy and clarity about building their business moving forward. And then all of a sudden, like magic, it's not magic, it's just logic, the business starts to grow. Because the owner, business owner, is taking care of their needs and investing dollars into the place that produces the most dollars, which is them. So on average, I mean, I feel like we talk about it every single episode. On average, I insist, I don't get to say I make, but I insist that I give a 30 to 50% raise to the business owner when they bring me in, and they think it's going to kill their business. Every time they're like, I can't afford this. Are you sure this isn't a good idea? Because they only know how to reinvest back into their business. And they haven't figured out that balance of investing into themselves. So it takes some time. It takes trust, but I'm not kidding you. I think it was last week. I had an entrepreneur I'm working with and we gave him a $60,000 a year raise. The money was there. He just didn't believe that he could use it for himself. So I made him pay himself more and he's a lot happier.
Yeah. That is a paradigm shift for me in some ways, I think it's part of human nature where we always think of the answer as outside of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't know. And, you know, we can get really deep and go back to like, you know, the stories we tell ourselves about like, I'm not good enough. And we use business as a way to validate that we are good enough. And like, we, I mean, we're going to that whole route, but ultimately bottom line, like I know this to be true. Like I am the thing that makes my business go.
Yes.
And I keep investing in other things outside of myself because I'm like, I need to learn more. I need to do more. I need to have some sort of crack the code insight for what makes this happen. Cause I'm just not trusting myself to produce the result, but I always do produce. It's always me that produces the result.
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time. And I would say my practice, my specialty is businesses that are like kind of in their first $1 million, $2 million range. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, or on the process to getting there, because that business owner is still pulling his or her weight and still very much like in very invested in stabilizing a business, and they haven't maybe scaled their team out really crazy. They probably don't have a CFO. I mean, just there's just a demographic that this conversation really works for, and that demographic consistently underpays themselves all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's tragic because when I ask them like, how did you decide that you were going to have a $30,000 salary? Where did you get that number from? Sometimes I hear, well, that's what my accountant said I had to pay myself in order to, you know, not get in trouble with the IRS. And then that, of course, leads to a whole other string of issues. Like the business owner also is the last one getting paid all the time.
Right.
Which is deeply rooted in something I'm always talking about, which is, dude, just throw accounting out. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. You've already tried all of those methods of running your business, like income minus expenses equals profit.
Right.
That's bullshit. It doesn't work. What does work is you say, we're doing something totally different and we're expecting a completely phenomenal result. We're taking profit off the top every single time.
Yeah.
And we're paying the business owner because they're the biggest driver of revenue. And then everything after that is on the table for question, right? Because this is about a pursuit of profits so that we can live the lives as individuals and families that we intend to. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
So you are the biggest driver of revenue. The other driver that I actually put in the mix are people who have productive team members. So I can remember back in my corporate days, I had a CEO type of person in my life. He was my boss.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Leanne, good employees are never a liability. If they produce what they're supposed to produce, they're never a liability. We never put them on that side of the piece of paper. They're always an asset. And that's really, it's really stuck with me because I have actually had really bad hires where I'm like, I thought that this person was going to equal leverage for me. I thought that this person was going to expand my like what I could do with a day. I thought they were going to do all these things for me. In reality, they did none of that. And it took me a long time. I can think of like 3 times in the last 15 years where it's taken me at least 2 years to get honest with myself about certain employees and being like, this is not profitable. This employee is not increasing my influence. I do not have more dollars in the bank account because I have them on my team. I have fewer and I'm not seeing any return on investment. Like can my business actually be more agile and more effective without this person? Hard place to get to.
Yeah.
But we're talking about drivers of revenue, right?
Yeah.
And there's always this tension between revenue and expense in a business, like this constant tension. And so I feel like I'll be going down the road talking about revenue and expenses come into it every time. They're always intertwined. But the point of that little rabbit trail is that I think that your team is a driver of revenue. But when I put a profit plan together, it is always they're always second on the list to the business owner.
Yeah.
Because they don't drive the revenue of the business without the business owner. So a big part of the process that we go through when we're getting honest about revenue drivers is we look at your team, whether your team is 1 or 10 people, and we get honest. And one thing that it becomes super important that business owners don't tend to understand is that as their revenue increases, so do their expenses, right? And they do it together. So that's why people are flat a lot. But team expansion is one of the biggest areas that I find that business owners will say to me, yeah, it's not working and I don't know what to do about it.
Right. And that's a whole, that conversation is a hiring conversation or an expectations conversation. Yes. Like that's a,
yeah, that's a different, that is a different conversation. I think, but the context here is I want our audience to understand that yes, your team is an essential driver of revenue, but yeah, not at the expense of your own pay or your own salary or your own benefits. But if you do have a team, then maybe you could take a moment and think honestly about who you have and actually ask yourself, are you actually seeing real return on investment? And my definition of real return on investment, it comes from like the investment world where I work, where if you buy a stock and you hold it in your portfolio or a mutual fund for a long time, and you bought it at one point, and then you go in the future and you decide that you want your money out of that investment, you sell it. At that point, you have something called a realized capital gain or a realized capital loss. So if you made money, you have a realized gain. If you lost money, you have a realized loss. Mm-hmm. And it's realized because it actually happened. It's not just profit and loss on paper, right?
Right, right. Yeah.
Same principles apply in cash flow with business where, you know what? When you take a look at your employees and or your team or yourself or your expenses or any of those things, at what point can you say this is a real return on investment? In other words, I have more dollars in my bank account, more dollars.
Yeah.
Not feelings, not good feelings, not just, you know, like I feel supported, I have leverage, like no real dollars in your bank account that you have realized as a result of that hiring purchase. That is a real driver of revenue.
Yeah.
Instead of a on paper profit kind of thing.
Yeah. So good. I can really relate from a perspective of, as a business owner, it's easy to think of taking care of others before I take care of myself. It's easy if I have a team to think I need to, at all costs, I'm a leader, so I'm gonna make it work for them.
Yep.
But if I don't see myself as the primary driver of revenue, then it's easy for me to discount paying myself in exchange for keeping the team happy or keeping the team thing going.
Yep.
When in reality, like, it's true, like, you as a business owner are the person who makes it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Who more important to invest in?
Right.
Than you.
Than you.
Yeah.
That's why it pains me so much to see business owners who have really good little businesses and they are severely underpaying themselves. It is always, I can't think of a single profit plan I've done in the last year where I've not given somebody a significant raise.
Wow.
It's every time, Chris.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm making up this thing. It has to do with the fact that business owners don't really have a plan for profit and they're just flying by the seat of their pants. And the only thing they know to do is just grow their business and make more money. Yeah. There is a better way.
Yeah.
Being efficient.
There is a better way. And I think that's probably a great segue because we could keep talking about this for a long time because it's such a passionate topic, but there is a better way. And that, I think that way, I can tell you from experience now that way starts with a conversation.
Yes.
With you.
Yeah.
Right.
How
do people start that conversation with you?
Well, they start that conversation by hitting a website. That's the obvious duh, profitdiscoverycall.com. And Perfect. We book time. But that conversation is important. We're going to spend some time talking about what's actually going on. And this isn't a conversation with an accountant that's just going to tell you, hey, cut your expenses, right?
Yeah.
This is a conversation about what's possible. And I can't do profit coaching for someone unless I really know the story. And maybe you don't need profit coaching. Maybe you just need some time with somebody to tell you you're good. But in all cases, it starts with a conversation.
Yeah. So you guys can go to profitdiscoverycall.com and you can actually schedule time with Leanne to talk about where you're at and what you're trying to accomplish. And Leanne is, I'll say this about you, like Leanne is super good, super pointed. Like you just know how to get right into the issue or the thing and get to the bottom line quickly.
Thank you.
It's hard sometimes for other people when they're in the middle of their own business to see, and you just get in there really quickly and start to ask really good questions. So I highly recommend that you guys take Leanne up on that call, profitdiscoverycall.com.
Yep.
And schedule a call. Leanne, this is a great episode and I'm excited for the next episode too. I won't tease out what that is yet, but I know that this is really important because it has a lot to do with how you create change in your life with money. So we'll tease out the episode that way. And until I see you next time, thanks for a great episode and take care.
Bye.